Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your humble hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome to the half-hour radio program that comes to you every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame. And if you're listening to it on the radio, you're like, duh, obviously I'm listening to it on 104.5 The Flame every Sunday at 10 a.m. Also a podcast. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council on your favorite podcast networking app. We say that to our radio show listeners, so you can't use the excuse that you're going somewhere. You have to be in church. You can download the podcast, right, Mary Sermons? Right.
So, hey, she told me she's been listening.
I know. I'm dropping some names here. But this show is all about, again, connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, we do five things for our community. We talk about a lot about these five things on the show, but we also go beyond just these five things. But what we do at the Children's Services Council is create and work on systems of care in five priority areas. Those priority areas are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors.
Just a few things. We also, I feel like we need to address, it's summer and we have a lot of fun in the summer. It's summer because it's hot outside, but we've had a lot of fun, I feel like, in the last couple of weeks. And we have mentioned some of the things. We poked a little bit of fun at Summertime Sandy in our office. Sandy Mack, our program specialist, goes out a ton during the summer. So he kind of adjusts his wardrobe a tad because it's really hot outside. Summertime Sandy is my favorite time. But you and I have also gotten to be out in the last few weeks. We got to do Juneteenth events. We were able to participate mildly in a baseball game this week that unfortunately got very rained out.
I like how you say mildly participated. to the fifth inning before the rains came.
Yeah, it's like most of a game, but we had a lot of fun. And I just wanted to encourage, we've talked about this on the last couple of shows, but our summer passport program that we are doing with the Chamber of Commerce is so cool. I think it's one of the most innovative things that we are doing during the summer. Our kids that are participating in our summer camps are actually getting to experience local businesses, attractions, just locations throughout our community, thanks to our partnership with the St. Lucie County Chamber of Commerce. And some of the things that our kids are getting to do, even though they've lived in this community their whole life, for a short time, whatever it is, some of them have never been able to experience those things. And we get to see the pictures and we get the feedback from the programs. And it's just really cool that some of them are getting those experiences. We've gotten some great photos, some great stories from our program partners. You can actually follow the hashtag Summer Passport SLC on Facebook, because a lot of our programs are sharing pictures there. But I would encourage you to do it. It's really neat.
Did we tell them to start tagging that with that hashtag?
I think they started doing it. I don't know. I know Lisa from Lisa Kayaks is amazing at it, and she posts great videos every time somebody comes to visit her. I think it's probably the most fun part of her job, if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's been very cool. And we'll take a second. We went to the baseball game because many of our programs were there, part of Summer Passports. Mm-hmm. But also we held a baby shower for one of our employees.
We did. We're expecting a new CSC team member, although we can't talk about when because there's a pool on it.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be very, very soon. We're actually kind of surprised we actually were able to have a baby shower before the baby was there.
Born. Yeah.
And I'm just going to throw out there, if you know who I'm speaking of, she's looking for an S name, a creative S name. And I keep telling her Sean is a pretty creative name. You can spell it, you know, the way I spell it, and it's creative. Or Shauna.
I still think Shauna. I think I can get behind Shauna. I don't know. I like it.
The other thing, I'm just going to drop another name because at the Juneteenth event, which I know has happened, obviously it was on the week leading up to June 19th, and it's already happened, but I just want to give a big shout out to Andrea Hare and her family, because I was with John working a table, and you know, I think I might have mentioned this at the last show, but it always surprises me when somebody says they listen on the radio. And so she's talking to us, me and John about stuff I mentioned on the radio, and I'm not putting together that that's what she's talking about because it's so weird. You know, like to me, it's strange. But then once I put it, she's like, oh, we listen to your show. Then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about it on the radio program, but a great family. We were able to, you know, part of the show is about connecting listeners to resources and things to help them out. I don't want to give away her story, but we were able to connect her. And anyway, it was a real treat for her to come up. And sorry, Andre, I look the way I look. You know, everyone's always disappointed. I'm like, oh, that's you. but anyway, it was nice. And I appreciated her and her family. And it was very cool.
Yeah, John's been out at a lot of events too. I mean, we're having fun, but John is going to all these events to work. But he's been at a lot of events and there are a lot more to come. So just encourage everybody, follow along with us, stay tuned to the show, watch our Facebook page. We share a lot about what's happening in the community. So if you're looking for something to do, I promise you it's there.
I would encourage everybody, if, you know, you obviously follow us on Facebook, look up Children's Services Council of St. Louis County, but we do put out a newsletter once a month. And it kind of highlights, kind of puts pictures and faces to some of the stuff we talk about on here. So if you're interested in that, there's, I think on our website, they can sign up for our newsletter.
Yep.
Yep. So
there is a link.
Get one, get ready to be released very soon.
Yep.
All right. So shall we let in our guest?
Sure. So you let him in. I kind of have a preface to this. So we did talk about John being out in the community. And one of the things that John works really hard on for us is our St. Lucie Reads initiative and making sure that kids have access to books. One of our probably biggest partners in that endeavor is obviously the St. Lucie County Library System. And so Mark Fried is with us today from St. Lucie County Library. There's a lot happening, and I would be willing to bet that no one in our listening audience, because I think probably Sean and I both don't know all of the things that are happening at the library. Sean has a good handle on a lot of it. And if you've listened to the show, you know that he's very passionate about a couple of things.
Yeah.
But the library has a lot going on. So I'm excited that Mark's here with us today. We have a couple things we really want to kind of dive into. But Mark, I don't know if there's like a general message of the library or a summary that you want to provide, but you guys are an integral part of St. Lucie County and the community. So talk to us a little bit about where you're at and where the libraries are currently.
Well, hey, thank you for having us. We've been debating, are we on a Zoom call or are we in a Zoom call? The joys of new technology. So it's wonderful to chat with both of you again. Yes, summer has been, to use my old Boston language, wicked busy. And that's a really great thing. Families are back. Kids are back. We are doing, once again, the popular reading challenge. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank you, the Children's Services Council, St. Lucie Reads, and the Friends of the St. Lucie County Library Association for making it possible, because your support has just been fabulous over the long haul, pre-COVID, during COVID, now that we are coming out of COVID. Also, St. Lucie Parks and Recs and St. Lucie Mets. So starting from the beginning, so with the kids, we have story times, at least one every day of the week somewhere in the county. 10:30 is the magic hour. Look at our calendar and pick a location closest to you. We've noticed a lot of parents, especially in days where the weather's kind of icky, they're going location to location around the county, because most people can get to a couple of our locations, even if transportation's tight. We have enough locations in proximity of each other. So we love seeing families at the regular branches, at the other branches. Reading challenge, because we all know the summer slide, that's something in our professional circles we talk about a lot, where the kids make good gains during the school year. And then the summer, it slides back a little bit. So, you know, we're focused on helping fight that. Plus, reading is fun. It can be fun. It should be fun. So we like to incentivize it a little bit. And that's where you've been so fabulous, because the incentives is students, kids read. They can earn books for their personal library along the way. And that's really cool, watching the kids look, and we have this selection of books. Their eyes light up and, oh, I get to pick what I want to read. We're like, go for it. We also have great prizes at the end for the kids that complete the challenges. The easy way to sign up for that is you go to one of two options. You can go to the county library page, which is easy. Type in St. Lucie County Public Library, which is easier than me rattling off the URL just because the search engines can do that. And you look and see kids programming. You'll see everything about summer reading, and there'll be a link where you can snap an image with your phone. It'll take you to the Beanstack reading app. We've made it really easy to log in. It's a handy dandy little app. If you're not sure how to use it, give your phone to your kid. They'll have it up and running in about 10 seconds. And we keep it simple. If technology really is a hurdle for you, we do have paper logs available. Also very simple to use. We let the student or youth and their guardian parent set the goals that work best for them, because we really want the kids to succeed. We want them to enjoy reading, not find it, oh, I got to do homework during the summer. Ick. You know, it's a lot of it's psychology. Reading can be fun. We make reading fun. In terms of summer programming, we're aiming for youth in the county of all ages. You know, everything from the sit in the lap story times to doing things for kids between some STEM programming, some crafting programming. We've had a little bit of crochet. Again, check our calendar, just because there's so much. You don't want me reading off every day for the rest of the month. Our challenge runs until August 6th. You know, then there's a little bit of a break. The families get to get ready for school. Also, we've had a number of adults and parents say, hey, I wish I had a reading challenge to do. We do. We've created some curated lists so adults can read and earn prizes, including a cool, you know, St. Lucie County Library book bag. The curated themes are mysteries, nonfiction. I am missing some contemporary science fiction, and one of my favorites, the Florida Experience.
Oh.
Which covers all things Florida, from history to Tim Dorsey to Carl Hyacin, just to name a few. We have a selection of books. If you sign up for the challenge, you will see the cover, read it, click it when you're done, trying to keep it simple. And that's been fun. The adult challenge runs a little bit different, but we wanted to have something for people of all ages.
I really like that. It's funny because a girlfriend of mine actually just recently said that she was interested in starting a book club, but she didn't know where to start. But it sounds to me like somebody could take one of your lists and sort of issue that challenge to a friend group and kind of go from there.
And she can, if she calls over to our Fort Pierce location, the Kilmer branch, we have book club book boxes, preset collections. Have her call over. They'll love to talk to her about it.
That's very cool.
So your listeners can't see you scribbling notes there. Gotcha.
I'm furiously taking them. So I do want to go back to one of the things that you said, Mark, about summer reading. Like, we obviously, with our St. Lucie Reads initiative, focus a lot on ensuring kids have access to books. But I don't know that a lot of people recognize the importance behind that. And I, Scholastic, who we work closely with, put something out a couple of weeks ago that I saved, that I have on my computer. And I just want to read it for a second, because it says, children who do not read in the summer can lose 2 to 3 months of reading skills, but kids who do read during the summer gain a month of reading proficiency. Yep. And I think that's so important, because we have to give them opportunities to do that in order to continue allowing them to gain in their proficiencies.
And kids also emulate the adults they see. And that was one of my hidden evil genius moments with the adult book challenge, is now you can sit and read with your child, youth, grandkid, whoever, you know, neighborhood kid together. And you're doing a challenge too. So you get to do something fun, and they see you reading, and it's a bonding time. So we're just trying to, you know, you can tell the parents, hey, kids got to read, kids got to read. But if the kids see you read you know, especially the new ones, they like to emulate. So
it's a very good point.
And you're right. You know, we see the kids that read and we hear teachers say, oh, first 2 weeks, first month of school, we're going backwards, reviewing what we did last year. So if we can help them, that's a huge win for us.
Yeah.
So can you, when you talked about the reading challenge for the kids, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm interested in the adults, but, you know, we work at the Children's Services Council. So, and you're right, absolutely. You know, reading kids will mirror or mimic what the parents do. That's why, you know, it's important that, you know, parents encourage reading. And one of the easy ways to do it is just to read yourself, right? But talk to us about the reading challenge. You said that they read and they track it on an app called Beanstalk. So, you know, just so that if somebody's listening, they're like, well, Sean, Ashley, you know, the summer's almost halfway over. Is it too late for me to join because it expires in a month or runs out in a month because it's obviously the summer? Can you talk about kind of like what are some of the, I guess, the challenge goals to achieve just so that we can encourage people to jump on because it's not too late, right?
Not too late at all. Plenty of time. So we, the goals are we ask the adult to set the goal with their child, realizing that we're using an application that's sort of a one size fit all. We realize teenagers might be reading a heavy duty book like a Tolkien or something else, which, as we all know, you know, we're looking 600 pages. You know, if they get through the one book in the summer, that's fabulous. You know, it's heavy duty text, dense reading, great. For the young kids, you know, it might be a few pages at a pop. They're just starting to read, doing their letters. And we understand and value every child has a different learning level. There's a curve. So we want this to be a positive experience. So we let the parents set their goal for them. So they're working to hit their goal. You know, again, it's we want this to be a positive experience where reading becomes fun. And it's not a grind for the parents to get the kid to read. The kid wants to read. With the app, they earn, you know, badges along the way because, you know, that's positive affirmation as they go along. You can do, if you do a lot of reading in one day, you might hit your goal a couple times. Whereas, you know, we know a lot of youth, they'll be very active reading it the first part of the summer, then their camps kick in or a family trip or, you know, the first half of the summer, they're gone and we get them the second half of the summer. So I think it's set up that they should be able to make great gains as the summer goes. We don't want it to be, oh, you're only here part of the summer. Sorry, you can't do it. We want it to be a positive experience start to finish. So even if you're there part of the summer, hey, you're going to earn books partway through. If you complete it, hey, there's a raffle at the end that your name goes into for some cool prizes. So, you know, it's we're trying to positive affirmation across. And that's the nice thing with the electronic app with the badges. As soon as you log it and you've hit the milestones, it goes ding, you know, and there's a badge. And everybody loves positive rewards, even if it's a badge on the phone. That's why all these games are so popular.
So I think I like that. I like what you said about how the family or the parents can set, kind of set the goal. And I just, actually, I know you know this because, and actually, Mark, you know this as well. Sorry, this is your business, Mark. Obviously, you know this. But, you know, from working the tables at events when we have books or we talk about reading, you know, parents are like, oh, you know, you need to be reading this chapter book. And, you know, and you can tell, you can see the kid's face. That's not what he wants to read. Right. And like, so the Diary of the Wimpy Kid, the Marvel books, the graphic novels, it doesn't matter what they're reading per se, just as long as they're reading. And so, and that's what I like about the library is because you guys have, I mean, so many different options for kids to read. You have the graphic novels, you have chapter books, you have Diary of the Wimpy, you have it all there because I can remember, my son who's actually, he's getting his master's in arts and literature because he loves reading. He struggled as a reader, but what he loved was comic books. So he got into reading through comic books and now he reads anything and everything. But sometimes the entry point, you know, as parents were like, well, no, you're in this grade. You should be reading this, I hate to say it, boring book that has lots of chapters. Go to their interest and give them something fun that will stimulate a lifelong love of learning and reading, I should say.
I completely agree. there are times I read heavy duty, dense histories. But you know what? As soon as a Tim Dorsey or a Carl Hiaasen novel comes out, you know, that's Florida Man Adventure. So I'm, you know, I'm all in. It's about just keeping the wheels turning. I had a friend of mine that was teacher for years, was also a baseball coach, and he knew some of his players were not the best readers, but he got them into the habit of reading the sports page every morning, looking at the stat sheets, because he called it guerrilla learning. You know, they're reading the game recaps. They're looking at the stats. They're doing the math. Okay, this player's in second. What does he or she need to do to move? So, you know, he wrapped up reading and math and statistics all in a 15-minute ritual in the morning. And these kids didn't realize, oh, my math scores are good. Oh, my reading. You know, it's if you make it part of your practice where it's fun, where it's enjoyable. You know, it's schools, they have to hit certain milestones. You have to read this, you have to read that. The nice thing about being the library is we're the free agent. We just say, read. You know, it's your summer break, have some fun. I know the school wants you to read a book by the end of the summer. Okay, you've got your reading list. I've got a whole bunch of other really cool books here. Read them. You know, one of the great books about baseball is called We Are the Ship, about the old Negro Leagues before baseball integrated. I want to say it's Kadir Nelson was the author. He's an artist. And that book was a bestseller because it was history about a baseball league most people didn't know. A lot of these guys hit Major League Baseball on the back end of their career, were still some of the greatest players in Major League Baseball history, like Josh Gibson, just to name a few, Satchel Paige, Hank Aaron, you know, it goes on and on. But that was a young adult picture book with this amazing art, but it also had some really powerful text about who these players were, and it opened up a whole new avenue of history, and then people wanted to go read more heavy-duty histories on baseball in the leagues. And, you know, it's by hook or by crook. You get somebody interested in something, get them reading. We've got books at all levels, so... You know, so, again, read.
So we got a few minutes left, and I want to make sure we cover this because this has totally changed my world of reading. And I'll admit, I kind of go in waves of reading. Sometimes I'm really into it, and then I'll go months without really reading anything. But to me, it's always dependent on the book, right? If it hooks me early, I'm all in. I can't put it down. And if I have to like work my way through it, it just takes me longer, right? Yeah. But you know, everybody, you know, like I was gonna say my age. I mean, I know we're on the radio. You know, I'm older than Ashley. Let's just put it that way. But, you know, you used to, when you're younger, you know, we used to go, you know, not every weekend, but you go to the library on a Saturday or something and you pick out a book. And then obviously 2 weeks later, you return it. Right. And, you know, in today's day and age, you know, with like, you know, the advent of electronic readers and, you know, all of that, and just being very frank with gas being very high right now, there may be some families that are like, maybe they never stepped foot in the library, or maybe they're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I want to do that. But you have a way, and this is where I'm getting at. It's totally changed how I read now, is you guys have basically put almost the entire library on an electronic database. So people can actually, not only music, because, you know, I got to bring up the music. You can download five free songs on Freegal a week. But you can actually now download books and check them out on your computer, your phone, your tablet, and read them on your phone, computer, or tablet.
Yeah. So two things. One, dirty little secret about reading. You're not in school anymore, Sean. If a book doesn't hook you right away, put it down and pick up a different book.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you about. I wanted you to explain the cloud library app, but that's what I, yeah. I check a book out, and after a day, I'm like, I'm not into this. I just return it, move on. I have no guilt. I didn't waste any money. I didn't waste any of my time. I just move on.
Yep. So ebooks were growing in popularity, obviously before COVID, and then we had to shut our doors for a while, and a lot of our older long-term regular users went, oh no, what do we do? We said, well, if you're someone like me who has a long daily commute, I regularly listen to ebooks. So you'll have the full book being narrated to you. And actually, Sean, you'll find us a book that might not get your interest normally, the narrator a lot of times makes the story. Mm-hmm. So we're finding people check out books because of the narrator, not so much who the author of the title. Interesting. It's given a whole new life to books. Also with the ebooks, where you can read them on your phone, a tablet, a computer, a Kindle. This was a way for us to still keep providing the new exciting hot titles and back catalog to our regular readers who are now at home because of health concerns, fears, we were closed. So it's still reading just by another means. The thing that I find really funny is when we reopened our doors and our regulars started coming back in, a lot of them would sheepishly look at me and say, you know what? I really like the ebooks, but I went back to reading a regular hardcover book the other day and I went to turn the page. I touched the page and it didn't flip. And they realized, oh yeah, I actually got to flip the page. It's a physical act, not just tapping it anymore. Readers, I'm finding now they'll put holds on both. If they want the book, they don't really care which format, be it print paper or ebook for their tablet. It's, you know, if you want that title, you want that title, you'll read whichever one comes in first. So it's been great. It's just giving, it allows us to give readers more opportunity to read in a really busy, hectic schedule that we all live. If you spend a 45-minute commute each way in your car, hey, I've got books you can listen to. You now get that hour and a half back of your life, so you're listening to something other than commercials and people yelling at each other on the radio.
Actually, you'll appreciate this. We've only got like 3 minutes left. I was at a conference the other day, and somebody from Miami was referencing this book that I should read. So while he was talking, I pulled it up. I pulled up the cloud library. I searched it, and sure enough, it's an audiobook right there. So as soon as I finish this other book through the cloud library that I'm reading, I'm going to check out the audiobook and like Mark said, just listen to it on my commute.
That's very cool. I mean, you have to kind of change with the times. Like you said, you know, there's a lot more options for people now, and keeping up with those options, I think, is really cool. So I love that we're kind of mixing the library that we know and love and also updating it to give people more access.
And the neat thing is we haven't, it's still at the very core essence of it. Somebody sat down and wrote or typed out words, thoughts, a story down. You're still consuming that original process. It might be you're listening to it. You might be reading it on a liquid ink screen, but you're still enjoying the works, the blood, sweat, and tears that a writer spent to create this story.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that. I actually got goosebumps when you said that, Mark. I'm glad you said that, because you're right. No matter what platform you do it on, audio, you know, digital or in paper, you're still enjoying that art of that person that put forth the time, the effort, and the thought to create that. That's very important. I'm glad you brought that up. That's great.
Yeah. Very cool. So I know that you said for anybody who's looking for any information on any of the things that we've talked about, they can visit the library's website. Yep. I find that it's easiest to just, like you said, type in St. Lucie County Public Library. It'll pull up everything for you. But there is a ton of information on your website for folks to find there.
Yeah, it's what's going on now, what's going on in the future. We have programs for people of all ages. Our programming has started to pick back up again as people are more comfortable getting out of the house. You know, stay tuned. We're always doing something. Obviously, different times of year, we have different levels of programming. Summer focuses more on the kids. They're out of school. You know, during the fall and winter, more adult programming, just because we get a lot of people down here, our population changes a little bit. And we're fortunate we're able to be flexible enough to try to do something for everybody.
I would encourage everybody, like Ashley said, look up St. Lucie County Public Library, search it on your search engine, Google, because the website's probably too long just to say.
Check out St. Lucie Code.
That alone right there just proved my point.
Library system.
Check out their calendar, check out everything. I would challenge everybody that's listening to take a trip to the library, get your library card. It takes all of less than 5 minutes to do. And then that opens up your whole world on everything that the library has to offer.
And you can't beat our price. We're free.
That's absolutely right. We can say you can save money on gas, and you can save money on the purchase of books, audiobooks, and music, all through the wonderful efforts of Mark and his entire team at the St. Louis County Public Library.
And I give credit to the staff. We've got a wonderful crew. Any of our locations, each, you know, north, south, come in, visit us. We'd love to see you. Tuesday through Saturday, we're open.
Thank you, Mark, for joining us. And obviously check out the challenge for the young ones and the reading challenge, because there's still time left in this summer.
Great.
All right, folks. We want to thank everybody for listening and tuning in. A reminder, it's a weekly radio program every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 104.5 The Flame. Also, because we just can't stop there, you can download the podcast version of this show. Just look up Community Connection St. Louis Children's Services Council St. Lucie County on your favorite podcast app, and you will get it sent to you on demand. I think even earlier than it broadcast on the radio. Little hint there. All right, folks. thanks for listening. We appreciate all of you. And a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.